The composer John Adams has written operas about the birth of the atomic bomb, President Nixon's first trip to China, and he's addressed the 9/11 attacks in his music. For his latest opera, John Adams turned to the California Gold Rush. Girls of the Golden West is receiving its world premiere at the San Francisco Opera, and as NPR's Tom Heisinger reports, it's not a lighthearted Western.
John Adams' new opera is set in a gritty Gold Rush mining camp. In the mid-1800s, people went to California from across America and across the globe to get rich quick, says author and historian Marlene Smith Baranzini.
You know, this isn't Debbie Reynolds singing in her petticoats. This is the tension of different communities coming together. We're still facing this as a nation today.
It's human beings pushed to their limits. And none of that is reflected in the standard treatment of this stuff for entertainment purposes.
Peter Sellers is directing the opera and wrote the libretto.
Hollywood was filtering everything through its basically white version of the world. And you want to just say, where are the other voices?
One of those other voices is the character Ah Sing, a Chinese prostitute who dreams of buying a farm. She's based on a real person whose words were scrawled on the wall of a San Francisco detention center for Chinese immigrants and preserved by historians. Adams and Sellers tracked down other original sources, including Louise Clapp, who went by the pseudonym Dame Shirley. Adams says she was an astute woman from Massachusetts who lived among the miners for over a year and documented their lives.
She wrote 24 letters to her sister back east, and she's just got the phenomenal gift for describing the primeval landscape of the California Sierra. So I hardly had to change her texts at all because they fit my music hand in glove.
Here's what Dame Shirley wrote in a letter November 21st, 1851.
The green and purple beauty of these majestic old mountains looks lovelier than ever through its pearl-like necklace.
Soprano Julia Bullock sings Dame Shirley.
She serves the role of the observer, which as Americans, we actually need great observing voices to document our history.
Documenting the gold rush hit surprisingly close to home for Adams.
The culminating event is a true story, which took place about 15 miles from where I've had a cabin in the Sierras for the past 40 years. And it happened in 1851 on Independence Day.
In the mining town of Downeyville, a drunken white miner entered the tent of a Mexican woman.
And we don't know exactly what he did, but it appears that he harassed her. And she fought back and stabbed him and killed him.
And within 24 hours, she was tried and hanged. On that violent Independence Day, white miners in Downeyville attacked anyone of color. In the opera, a fugitive slave named Ned Peters gives a fiery speech. The text, Peter Sellers explains, is by Frederick Douglass.
In 1852, the great freed slave Frederick Douglass gave a speech called What Does the 4th of July Mean to a Slave? And it is one of the great rhetorical moments in American history.
The feeling of the nation must be quickened. The conscience of the people must be aroused. The hypocrisy of the nation must be exposed.
Girls of the Golden West shares an almost identical title to the 1910 Puccini opera, The Girl of the Golden West. But Sellers says that's where the similarities end.
The Puccini thing is just pure popcorn saturated in outstanding level of butter, but nonetheless, minus the salt.
Soprano Julia Bullock says Adams' opera has plenty of salt, salt that still stings the wounds of American society.
One thing that I'm so proud of John and Peter for doing is actually daring their audience to look at our history, to learn about ourselves and learn about each other.
And learn, as Dame Shirley did, that we can gain strength in paying attention to and documenting what happens around us. Tom Heisinger, NPR News.